So we got a lot for you to do this morning. God reaffirmed by Congress. That's the headline out of Capitol Hill. It's not the big news this morning. There's other things to talk about there. But we want to talk about trust and the idea of a motto for the U.S. In God we trust. Is there an alternative for that? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Whether Congress reaffirmed it or not, what do you think? Post a comment at thetakeaway.org. We're going to talk about the history, and we're also going to explore this idea of trust a little later on in the program. But trust in Bank of America to listen to consumers, eh? Are they crying uncle or waking up from a long sleep where the bank dreamed it could just charge consumers for anything? Or maybe it was the consumers who woke up. Here's the statement from Bank of America issued yesterday about that $5 monthly fee charged to debit card holders. Quote, "We've listened to our customers very closely over the last few weeks and recognized their concern with our proposed debit usage fee," said David Darnell, co-chief operating officer. That's in the statement. "Our customers' voices are most important to us. As a result, we are not currently charging the fee and will not be moving forward with any additional plans to do so." There was also some discussion in the statement from the company of the competitive environment. We'll explore that in a moment. Reaction, though? Here's some B of A customers sounding a little excited, a little relieved, a little wary.
"The day it was supposed to start is the day it's ending. I'm happy. I'd like to say I'm optimistic. The truth is I probably don't trust them very much, and I expect something bad will come of it in the end. But for now, it's a win.
I'm happy to hear that Bank of America did away with their fees, and I'm excited. Thank you. Thank you for the good news."
Some excitement there. Some Bank of America customers reacting to the news. Joining us now is Pamela Banks, Senior Policy Counsel for Consumers Union in Washington, D.C. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning.
And joining us on the his iPhone app, Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Ron, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, John.
All right, great. Hold on there for a second, Ron. Pamela Banks, is this the consumer speaking that has moved Bank of America, or is it something about the competitive environment in that the other banks were basically taking advantage of Bank of America?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of both. Certainly, consumers are being more vigilant with respect to new fees charged by any bank. And on this particular one, they've just decided enough is enough. And many times, I've spoken to several of my friends, and the first question they ask me is, why do I have to pay money to use my own money? It makes no sense. And certainly for a fee or a service that used to be free. And then I think it is competition. We like to say we need healthy competition, but I think with other banks dropping the fee, you're going to be less competitive because consumers were walking with their, you know, they were voicing their discontent with their fee. They were walking away from banks that charged these fees.
And there were all these bank transfer days. There's one coming up actually this week, I believe. We're talking with Pamela Banks, Senior Policy Counsel for Consumers Union. She's on the line from Washington, D.C. So, Ron Lieber, let's flash forward here. What happened between the announcement by Bank of America quietly that this was going to happen and now this very loud announcement that, nope, it's not going to happen?
Well, two things happened simultaneously. I think one that the bank at least expected at first and one that the bank didn't expect. I don't think the bank expected a huge amount of consumer uprising. A petition online started by a 22-year-old woman that gathered a couple of 100,000 signatures. I do not think they expected that. But the bank would have stuck with the fee had they not been left dangling alone in the wind by their competitors. I think their hope was that everybody else would go along with this, and it would look like the new normal, just the normal competitive reaction to new regulations that cost them more money. And what ended up happening was that everybody else blinked first, and they were left alone out there, and that was just not tenable. I don't think we would be having this discussion if the other banks had not decided to scale back first. And by then, B of A had no choice.
Now, Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times, does this herald a sense of blood in the water for the sharks in the banking industry about Bank of America? They've had problems with their stock. And is this a sort of a one-off related to the weakness of Bank of America? Or do you think the industry per se is backing away from fees, which are becoming more and more important to the entire banking business model?
I'm not sure they're backing away from fees. I think the idea here was potentially to try and be a little more transparent about passing the real costs of a checking account along to consumers. You know, as of just 2 years ago, people were paying for the quote-unquote free checking accounts through overdraft fees that were mostly put upon people, who were sort of lower middle class, people who had trouble making ends meet, and then fees that retailers paid to accept debit cards. Now retailers are paying a little bit less, and the banks are trying to make up some of that money. And, you know, the thing that we forget here, I mean, look, I have a lot of sympathy for the consumer movements. I am a consumer reporter at the end of the day. But the thing that we have to remember here is that we're all shareholders too. You know, if we invest in index funds or money in our 401ks, and the bank at the end of the day works for the shareholder, probably even more so than it works for the consumer. And we are all shareholders too, and they're trying to make that money back. So they're going to do it one way or the other. And next time it may not be in a way that we can see quite as easily.
That's Ron Lieber, personal finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, outlining the culture clash between this idea of shareholder and investor interest and consumer interest in what a bank does. Pamela Banks, senior policy counsel for Consumer Union. Listen to one of the consumers who reacted when we spoke to them outside of a Bank of America branch here in Manhattan. Listen.
My mom actually called me and told me about it and was like, "Are you gonna keep your account?" And I'm thinking about it because I don't approve. They have enough of my money.
You know, Pamela Banks, this idea of, you know, they've wakened me up with this fee and this movement towards transferring to credit unions and other kinds of institutions. Do you think this is unstoppable at this point, or can Bank of America, you know, sort of put a patch on?
I think Bank of America and all banks actually can put a patch on it by just treating consumers fairly. And I think it's incumbent upon the consumer to be very vigilant. And if there is a new fee that they don't like, they need to talk to their bank about it. And if they don't like their bank for whatever reason, they should look for another bank.
And ultimately, the issue is transparency, and that can either be enforced by regulators in Washington or by consumers who are, as Pamela Banks says, more vigilant. Pamela Banks, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
She's senior policy counsel for the Consumers Union on the line from Washington, D.C. And Ron Lieber, thanks as always, personal finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Your trust in banks, your trust in institutions of all kinds, trust in God we trust. Congress reaffirmed the motto. We're looking for an alternative from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment on the issue of trust at thetakeaway.org.